I'm Tim Brook, and this is WBAA's Community Voices Project. You hear it all the time. Purdue University doesn't have a music school. Purdue is just for engineers. Or more recently, it's STEM or bust. There's just no time for Purdue students to start bands, let alone good ones. The last few years, I would have to agree with those statements. Not since the fantastic Jurassic Park, Jurassic Pop scene of the late aughts and early teens has a Purdue band impressed me much. The Jurassic guys helped bring about West Lafayette acts like Dirty Rotten Sunshine, Broken Light, Fox Paw, Dino DNA, High School Girls, and a few others. But then the core musicians of those bands moved away. All the bands broke up by 2013 or so. However, a new hope for Purdue live music has finally come. Last month, I was able to catch a fantastic hip-hop act called Grey Lamb and Ghost Club. They've been around for about a year, and the trio consists of MC David Zuccarelli, keyboardist slash beatmaker Zane Johnson, and drummer Eric Swanson. Grey Lamb has had a following here for a while now, and I was proud to see this act shine. They are the best hip-hop act in the area and definitely in the top 10 bands around here today. By the way, they'll be playing June 18th, Taste of Tippecanoe in downtown Lafayette this summer. When Grey Lamb played the West Lafayette Record Store Day Bash, which I helped book along with Purdue Student Concert Committee and the West Lafayette Public Library, they drew a big crowd, mostly female, a great sign for a college band, and sounded fantastic. Zuccarelli announced shows in Muncie and a great slot at the Deluxe in the Old National Center downtown Indianapolis. That's a sign that they get it. Playing in West Lafayette every month won't get you very far. It's more impressive to get booked regionally. It shows widespread success and an effort to make it to the next level. When I think of Purdue bands, Dow Jones and the Industrials always comes to mind. The first West Lafayette punk band, Dow Jones, was huge around here in the late 70s and early 80s. The band's legacy was captured on the Hoosier Hysteria split LP with their Bloomington counterparts, the Gizmos. A first pressing of the band's 7-inch is worth hundreds. Dow Jones' impact is still felt today. Bands like Yola Tango cover their music, and new generations of punk rock fans fall in love with the Jones sound, which was cultivated and captured in a Salisbury Street basement. It's too early to tell if Grey Lamb will get on Dow Jones' level, but it's a treat to have a band like Grey Lamb and Ghost Club proving that Boilermakers can make compelling original music. No music school, no problem.